KJAN Sports.
It's time now for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Some high school sports, not a lot over the weekend, but here's a quick rundown for you. Shenandoah hosting its Philly Tennis Invitational girls tennis meet. It was Denison winning that meet as they had the number one and number two doubles champions. They had 11 total points, and that was even with Shenandoah on the weekend. Denison won the tiebreaker due to head-to-head competition. St. Albert plays third with 10 points. Glenwood with 8 points was fourth in that meet on Saturday. At number one singles, Sarah Wood of Shenandoah was the champ. At number two singles, it was Adriana Olong of Shenandoah also winning. And as mentioned, Denison took both doubles championships. At number one, Olivia Ipsen and Sophia Schultz teamed up for Denison, while in number two doubles, Sydney Gunderson and Abby Gustafson teamed up to capture the title. Also in high school soccer from Saturday in boys' action, it was Underwood beating North Polk 3-0. Underwood also downing Nevada 1-0. Dallas Center Grimes beat Thomas Jefferson 1-0. West Des Moines Valley over Thomas Jefferson 11-0. And Waverly Shellrock beat St. Albert 2-0. In girls' soccer on the weekend, it was Thomas Jefferson over Tri-Center 2-0. Sioux City East beat Tri-Center 6-0. Spencer over Thomas Jefferson in double overtime 3-2. Abraham Lincoln beat Spencer 3-1. It was Urbandale over Abraham Lincoln 2-0. And Underwood beating Sioux City West by a 6-0 final. Also in high school boys golf on Saturday, it was Panorama winning the team championship at the Dale Erickson Memorial Tournament held at Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Oneida. For the Panthers, they were led by Will Babcock, who shot 71 as he was the tournament's medalist. Reed Cobb shot 73, George Appleseth a 78, and Adam Hackford a 79, as those were the top four finishers, all from Panorama. Glenn Ralston placed second overall with a 358. Sam Brandt led the Wildcats, shooting 83. That was good for fifth place. Cam placing third. They shot 388. Tyler Cupp shot 92 for the low round for Cam. Bedford shot 399 for fourth. Audubon was fifth, shooting a 400. Mickey Williamson had their low round of 87. The Panorama JV, Southwest Valley, East Mills, and Adair Casey round out the rest of the field. Also at the IKM Manning Boys Golf Tournament on Saturday, it was IKM Manning capturing the three-team event over in Denison. The Wolves shooting a 362. Charter Oak Ute shot 411. Booyer Valley shot 419. IKM Manning captured four of the top five spots individually. Sam Gross was medalist. He shot 87. Austin Arnholtz shot 89 for second place, while Trey Boyle was fourth, shooting a 93. Jared Volstead also shot 93. He was fifth. Spencer Miller of Booyer Valley wedged in there at third, shooting a 91 in that meet. Well, Jordan Spieth suffered a monumental collapse on the back nine of the 80th Masters, handing the green jacket to Danny Willett of Sheffield, England yesterday. Willett shot a final round 5 under par, 67, as he finished 5 under par for the tournament to win by 3 strokes. As Spieth looked to be in the driver's seat after he took a 5-shot lead into the back nine, but the defending champion bogeyed 10 and then 11, and then on number 12, it all came unhinged as he took a quadruple 7 on the 12th hole. Spieth finished with a final round 1 over par 73 that included a 41 in that fateful back nine. Spieth finished tied for second with Lee Westwood. Even more painful for Spieth, he had to go to Butler Cabin and then to the 18th green ceremony to present the green jacket to Willett. He said, "It was a really tough 30 minutes for me that hopefully I never experience again." Dustin Johnson, Paul Casey, and J.B. Holmes finished tied at 1 under par. Only 6 golfers were able to break par for the weekend at the 80th Masters. Now, who is Danny Willett? Well, that's a question even hardcore golf fans are asking after his shocking victory at the Masters. The 28-year-old Englishman wasn't even planning to play Augusta this year. His wife was due with their first child on the weekend of the Masters. Their son, Zachariah James, came early. He was born on March 30th, and that cleared Willett to a most unlikely path to becoming a major champion and the $1.8 million first-place check that comes along with it. Willett won in his second appearance at the Masters. He's only the 8th player to win the green jacket in 2 or fewer starts at Augusta. He ended Europe's 17-year drought at Augusta National and became the first player from England to win the green jacket since Nick Faldo in 1996. Willett is the second Englishman to win the Masters. The other, of course, is Faldo. He won 3 times. Willett also is only the 4th European to win his first major title at the Masters. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Brandon Moss and Matt Carpenter hit 3-run homers, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Atlanta Braves 12-7 Sunday, keeping Atlanta as the only National League team without a victory. The Braves, who are 0-5, also lost right-hander Dan Winkler, who suffered a fractured right elbow while throwing a pitch in the seventh. He left the mound in obvious pain after throwing a pitch behind Randall Grichuk. The Cardinals completed the three-game sweep despite a poor start from Adam Wainwright, who allowed 5 runs over 5 innings. After rallying for a 7-6 lead in the eighth, the Cardinals put the game away with 5 runs in the ninth to score 12 runs for the second straight day. Aldemiz Diaz hit a 2-run double off Jose Ramirez in the ninth before Carpenter's 3-run home run. Elsewhere in the National League on Sunday, Philadelphia beat the New York Mets 5-2. It was Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 2-1. Washington beat Miami 4-2. San Francisco topping the L.A. Dodgers 9-6. Chicago Cubs beat Arizona 7-3. And it was Colorado downing San Diego by a final of 6-3. In American League Baseball action yesterday, speedy pinch runner Terrence Gore streaked home on a wild pitch with 2 outs in the 10th inning, scoring with a head-first slide to lift the Kansas City Royals over the winless Minnesota Twins 4-3. The World Series champion Royals rallied for 2 runs in the 9th inning to tie it and then dropped the Twins to 0-6. This is Minnesota's worst start since the Washington Senators moved to the Twin Cities in 1961. Christian Colon drew a leadoff walk in the 10th from Trevor May. Gore then made his first appearance of the season, running for Colon and dashed to third on May's throwing error on a pickoff attempt. May retired the next 2 batters and then issued a walk. With a 1-2 count on Lorenzo Cain, May threw a breaking ball that bounced off catcher John Ryan Murphy's chest protector and skittered to the right side of the plate. Gore beat Murphy's throw to May, covering home. May slammed down his hand in frustration after Gore came across with the winning run. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto beat Boston 3-0. Baltimore down Tampa Bay 5-3. The LA Angels beat Texas 3-1. It was Oakland over Seattle in 10 innings 2-1. A couple of postponements. Cleveland at Chicago was rained out, and the Yankees at Detroit also rained out yesterday. One interleague game saw Milwaukee edge Houston by a final of 3-2. Well, the Iowa State football team enters the final week of spring drills after conducting a second scrimmage over the weekend.
This was our jersey scrimmage, which is a competitive scored scrimmage based on scoring systems on both sides. Defense obviously won, but the offense came back and gave themselves a chance to win. So I think we continue to learn a lot about ourselves, but I thought a really good scrimmage in all, and still got a lot of work to do. Obviously got to take advantage of these next 3 practices for ourselves.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says the defense won the scrimmage, but the offense bounced back after struggling at the outset.
Defensively, we're ahead of where our offense right now, but I think we should be. And I thought our defense came out, you know, really there was a lot of situational football today. But I'll tell you, some really good things to work through and some really good things showed up. I thought defensively we came to play. Probably 3/4 of the scrimmage, I thought they played at a really high rate.
Cyclone spring game is set for this Saturday. A team of investigators this week begins an on-campus civil rights investigation into allegations that the University of Iowa Athletics Department doesn't provide equal opportunities for female athletes. The Office for Civil Rights of the U.S. Department of Education is looking into gender bias allegations in 13 areas, including how the department counts participation levels, awards scholarships, schedules practices and games, and delivers services such as tutoring, medical care, housing, and dining. The department's equipment, locker rooms, and facilities will be part of that review. If discrimination is found, the investigation could result in a settlement requiring the university to change policies, spend more money on women's athletics, or even add another women's sport. Officials have said that review could take years. Former New Orleans Saints player Will Smith was shot and killed late Saturday in what appeared to be a road rage incident in the Crescent City. An emailed statement from New Orleans City Coroner Jeffrey C. Rouse said the Smith died of multiple gunshot wounds after a traffic accident. The former defensive end was 34 years old. According to police, Smith was driving in a Mercedes Saturday in an upscale part of the city when his vehicle was hit from behind by an orange Hummer II. That caused Smith's vehicle to hit a car in front of him. At some point, Smith and Cardell Hayes, the driver of the Hummer, exchanged words, and then, according to police, Hayes pulled out a gun and shot Smith multiple times. He died on the scene. Police say they recovered the weapon and took Hayes into custody. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.